All right, turn that dial.
All right, you wind that thing up there. You up there, press those buttons. All right, is anything on fire? No? I think it's time. You're listening to the Michael Mulo Show. Hey folks, so I was thinking there, right? So, as it was November, I kind of want a little holiday. I don't want a day off, I just want something festive to happen. You know, I'm not a massive fan of bringing Christmas into November, you know, I know a lot of people do that, but it's not for me. I like to have November as November. The only thing I could think of is Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving, of course, is this Thursday. So I thought, why not try and have some Thanksgiving here, right? Now, of course, this will totally fail if we do not have a major part of the traditional Thanksgiving dinner, which is, of course, a Thanksgiving turkey. Now, we can't just use any turkey, like you might be thinking, like, well, why can't you just have a turkey dinner? No, it has to be a proper Thanksgiving turkey, and there's no way to get that over here, okay? It can only be got through science. Shut up. But we have here, the professor is here to help us make a Thanksgiving turkey. Thanksgiving turkey through science is the only way we can get it. So here we go. Here is the professor. Professor.
Well, Mr. Muta, what we have here is a pretty simple device. Hmm. It's a cloning apparatus I have here. It's a miniature one, of course, to fit inside of your radio studio. Oh, yeah. We have the compartment here where the bird will appear. Here we have the compartment where all the basic ingredients to make a turkey. Got some feathers, some a beak, and some giblets.
Ah, of course.
And I have a paper hand print thing. They do that in America for Thanksgiving. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No, I didn't.
Well, it's all there, and we got some pumpkin pie, lots of things that they have over there. Now, what we're going to be doing here today is basically what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be coding into the mainframe, getting past the firewall, of course. Oh. I mean, that's just basic, going into the matrix. Once I'm there, I will, of course, be hacking through to the CD-ROM drive. Once I have the CD-ROM drive installed...
Yeah, of course.
It's press enter, basically.
All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah.
Well, I've all that done before. You know, it's kind of like a hooking show here. So all you have to do is press the enter button.
Oh, cool.
And we will begin.
Nice one. Okay, all right. Let's get started, sir. Ooh. Ah. Cool science stuff is happening right before my eyes. This is so cool. Oh. Wow, it's amazing. And what's happening now?
It appears to be mutating at a highly alarming rate.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no. Oh, this is awful. Oh, no. Why did we play God? Oh my God, where did I get that knife?
I gave the knife. It was supposed to be able to carve itself, but now it's going to kill us.
All right, go to that. Go to a song.
Hey, folks. So... another weird news story that popped up the last week is Shrek Retold. What is Shrek Retold, I hear you ask? Well, Shrek Retold is 200 creators have gotten together to recreate the film Shrek. That is not new, it's just recreating the film Shrek. Just all different types of animation styles and live action stuff and everything just spliced all together, each taking a different scene and a different base to just make the whole film. They're just remaking the film. 200 creators, again, as I say.
each doing it in their own style, mixing animation with live action. And if you want to watch the trailer for that, you can go to 3GI, that's the YouTube channel, and it's up somewhere. I don't know where it's going to be up on, but on the 29th of November. So if that's something you... if that's something you want to see, people have recreated the film Shrek in different types of animation. There you go, you can check that out. In all fairness, there's a lot of really cool creators involved in that. I don't know if you guys saw the Bushland episode of Rick and Morty they did for YouTube. The guy, Michael Cusack, I think is his name. He is one of the people, one of the 200 people behind it. So a lot of really cool creators involved in it. But still though, very, very weird. A very weird idea. Don't know how I feel about it. But you know, I mean, okay, whatever. It might be cool. It'd be cool to see, though. It would be very cool to see. So anyway, that's that. That's the 3GI YouTube channel. I think they have a website as well. Anyway, this is Michael Muto on Western Rick 102 FM, and now some more music. Right. So, okay. So the whole... So the turkey didn't work out too well earlier on the show, but, you know, I've got a good feeling about this one. What we're gonna do is we're gonna try and make some pumpkin pie. I'm gonna try and really get something from Thanksgiving here today. So we're gonna have our scientist, the professor, is here again. Professor, what are we doing to make pumpkin pie here?
Well, essentially, it's the same process. Only this time, it's not alive. It's a pumpkin pie, so I don't think we should have any problems at all.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna trust you, Professor. What do we have to do?
Well, as I say, same thing. All you gotta do is press enter.
Wow. So here we are, a pumpkin pie. Just like I've seen a film as everything. It looks delicious, Professor. I have to say, oh my god, it's growing legs and arms. Oh my god, it's coming at me! Ah!
Oh my god, why did I give it another knife? I'm a fool!
Alright, while we deal with this, you listen to another song. God damn you, Professor, I'm never having you back on as a guest. Unless I need another science thing, then maybe I will.
Hey folks, it's Michael here. This comes from RTE. I think this was posted on last Tuesday. A shop in County Mayo got more than a bargain for when an otter entered the store running around the aisle. Staff at the Mr. Price store in Swinford tried to shepherd the animal to safety while a wildlife expert was called in. The otter was eventually caught and is being looked after by an expert. Store manager Kathy Nolan said the expert, who runs a wildlife charity, has since got back to us to let us know the otter has a chest infection and a temperature and was also close to starvation. Oh. She is now nursing him back to health with all her other animals. So the otter is doing well. But, yeah, so luckily it ran into the shop. You know, just wanted to buy some stuff. Just, you know, I'm hungry. I want to get something to eat. I'm really hungry. Let me buy something. But no. Anyway, this is Michael Muto on West Mick 102 FM and now some more music.
Right, so, our Thanksgiving experiments today have not gone well. I mean, that's an understatement. I mean, like, the turkey trying to kill me was one thing, but the pumpkin pie trying to do it as well? That's just, there's giblets and pumpkin pieces everywhere. It's a mess in here. Gonna take the whole afternoon to clean it up. Anyway, but you know... suppose we still have the film Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Yeah, maybe I'll watch that instead. Yeah. Anyway, to our American listeners, hope you have a nice day on Thursday. And to the rest of us, let's watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles on Thursday. Yeah, that's the holiday. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles Day. Oh my god! And it's got John Candy, it's got Steve Martin. It's like the perfect film. It's so good. That film is so good, you guys. It's so good. And it's a bit sad, but really funny the whole way through. It's really good. I can't wait to watch it. No, I'm so jazzed. Right, okay, that's my Thursday started out. Ah, can't wait. All right. Ah, because I have to work that day. I'll watch it in the afternoon. Anyway, this is Michael Muter here on West Milk 102 FM, and now some more great music.
Volunteer with us. At West Limerick 102, we pride ourselves in delivering quality, diverse, and informative programming. If you have program ideas, if you are interested in the environment, agriculture, heritage, the arts, and more, then why not volunteer with your not-for-profit community radio station, West Limerick 102. Call 069 66 200.
Hey folks, this is Michael here on West Limerick 102 FM. You're tuned to the Michael Muto Show, of course. So I'm here reading a story about Lucy McGann. Lucy McGann is 5 years old and has been recently diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma, a rare form of bone and soft tissue cancer. Lucy is 5 years old and everyone got around and wanted to show her support for Lucy. And they say on her Facebook page, they say a fundraising campaign has been set up by friends of Lucy and the McGann family to support Lucy and her whole family as she undergoes treatment and battles against cancer. This fund will help to cover a portion of the many costs associated with her treatment for her family. This includes taking time off work, look after Lucy, and the cost of traveling for further specialist treatment and potentially more surgery in the coming months. Any support you can give will be greatly appreciated, and your generosity will go a long way to helping Lucy and her family on the road to recovery. We will continue, it says, on to update this page. This is from the Facebook page, I should say. To donate, you can go to GoFundMe.com/LucyVCancer. That's GoFundMe.com/LucyVCancer. So if you want to donate to that, you can go there. Now, what else is happening? If you are on Twitter at all, you more than likely have heard of Pray for Patrick. At Pray for Patrick is his name. I bought a print of him one time. He's an artist as well. But he's going to be getting his legs waxed. And that's happening on November 24th. And that's in the Clonry Hotel in Letterkenny. So if you're up in that area, in the Clonry Hotel in Letterkenny on November 24th. Now, it's not in the general area here in Limerick. But, you know, people might be listening to this on the podcast, or maybe you're listening to this online up near the area. And if you're in the area and you have a chance to listen to this, please go. You more than likely have heard about it before if you're in that area. But a great, great cause. And Patrick was telling me on Twitter that if anybody wants, they can donate prizes, all sorts of stuff. You have until the 24th to get in contact with Lucy and all them. And all the information is on their Facebook page, which is Lucy V Cancer. So just search for that on Google and you will find all the information. And again, to donate to Lucy to help her beat cancer, you can go to www.gofundme.com Lucy V Cancer, or just search gofundme.com/LucyVCancer. And from all accounts, Lucy is a great little 5-year-old and is dealing with all this with a big smile on her face, and she's going to tackle it on. So take it on, this whole cancer thing. But anyway, as I say, if you want to help out or even go to that event to see Patrick get his legs waxed and a few other folks, you can go there and see that, or you can go to GoFundMe.com/LucyVCancer. Or versus cancer, even, I should say. That's VS cancer. Anyway, you are listening to the Michael Muto Show here on West Limerick 102 FM, and now a song. You're tuned to Michael Muto here on West Limerick 102 FM. Man arrested threatened to drop bomb in bathroom, claims he meant poop. This comes from TMZ. A New Orleans man was arrested at a Willie's chicken shack after allegedly claiming he was going to blow the bathroom up. Problem is, the guy claims he was talking about butt bombs and not actually explosives. And yes, this is a real story, it says here. The man in the mugshot, they showed a picture on the website, is 30-year-old Arthur Posey. He, who hit up the Carnell Street restaurant. Me saying hit up sounds so lame. Anyway, he was on Carnell Street restaurant on the night of November 13th. Employees told Posey he made a violent threat against the place, allegedly saying, you're about to close down right now because I'm going to get a bomb and blow this place up. But then, when cops tracked down Posey, he claimed It was a giant misunderstanding, explaining he told staffers he was going to blow up the bathroom, meaning he was going to poop his brains out. Cops didn't buy what Posey was selling and arrested him. And now he's facing 2 counts of communicating false information of planned arson. He's due back in court later this month, and he'll try to convince the judge allegations were just a bunch of crap or whatever. Anyway, that's one story from last week. Folks, this is Michael Muter here on Westmac 102 FM, and now some more great music. Hey, folks. So, this story popped up sometime last week. 2/3, and this comes from the RT News website, 2/3 of young people with a severe peanut allergy who took part in an international clinical trial of a new therapy have become significantly desensitized to the effects of consuming nuts. What does this mean? People with nut allergies are able to kind of sort of cure themselves through being introduced to the stuff itself, actually, weirdly enough. The biological oral immunotherapy drug itself derived from peanuts gradually gets the body used to the allergen over time as the dosage increases. Although experts say it does not represent a cure, the trial results will give hope to many who suffer from the life-limiting and potentially life-threatening allergy. Scientists say it is possible that the remarkable findings published in the New England Journal of Medicine could in time be used to develop treatments and other allergens. This is a game changer, and the floodgates are going to open with people wanting to have this treatment, and we have to work out how to do that, said Professor Jonathan Howrain, I think is how you pronounce it right, principal investigator of the INFANT, INFANT in caps. I'm guessing that's another anagram, as if you're a long-term listener to the show, you know there's a lot of anagrams in the show for some reason. Center of University College Cork, who led the Irish leg of the trial. It is thought up to 20,000 people in Ireland have a peanut allergy, which can cause a rash, facial swelling, hives, wheezing, faintness, and upset stomach. In its most severe cases, the reaction can result in anaphylaxis and can be fatal. A total of 496 young people aged 4 to 7 years old from 10 countries in Europe and North America took part in the trial. With 15 of them living in Ireland, all participants were tested before the trial began to ensure they had severe peanut allergy, defined as reacting badly to eating the equivalent of 1/3 of a nut. Wow, that's really bad. So, like, even if you hear that arise, I mean, I don't know, maybe you have it out there, maybe someone out there listening has a peanut allergy, but I know I've heard of people that are, I've met people that if they had it so badly, even if they smelt it, they would start to feel their throat close up and everything. It's kind of scary. A group of 372 then received tiny doses of therapy known as AR101 while under supervision in hospital. That dose then increased gradually over a number of months until they were tolerating 300 milligrams of the equivalent of one peanut a day. Wow, this is really cool. They then remained on the maintenance dose of 300 milligrams for a further 6 months. At the end of the trial, participants were tested to see what would happen if they ate 600 milligrams, or the equivalent of 2 peanuts. 67% of those who've been taking the treatment were able to tolerate the peanut protein, experiencing no more than mild symptoms. So that's really fascinating that by kind of sort of introducing the kind of peanut or sort of something derived from the peanuts into, or nuts I suppose, into people's systems, they were able to kind of build up the resources to it. So that's really amazing. So hopefully, maybe down the line, they'll be able to cure people of a nut allergy. That'd be so fantastic. Hopefully that is the case. Now, of course, just in case any dummies out there are thinking, oh, I have a nut allergy, I'll have a half a peanut and I'll be okay. No, don't. These people are under strict doctor's supervision. You'd be a complete jackass, a total moron to even try this. You'd be a complete fool to try it by yourself. Don't be stupid. Anytime you're doing anything medical like that, you should always, 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 always seek doctor's advice first. Well, you're tuned to the Michael Muto Show on West Limerick 102 FM. And now some more music. You're on West Limerick 102 FM. And we got some news here. This is some more news. Gritty scraps with mice player, tosses him in penalty box. This, of course, is Gritty, the mascot for the Philadelphia Flyers. We'll find out what happened. Gritty, the Flyers mascot, jumped in with a mice game. So this is basically a little thing where during the halftime, a little kid will come on the ice and play hockey with the Philadelphia Flyers mascot, I guess. Gritty, the Flyers mascot, jumped in with a mites game during the first intermission of the Philadelphia's game against Tampa Bay. Oh no, it's kids play against each other during the intermission. That's it. Anyway, jumped in with a mites game during the first intermission of Philadelphia's game against the Tampa Bay Lightning on Saturday at Wells Fargo Center to deliver his brand of antics and tomfoolery, as he often does. Only this time, one player was out for four. One of the mites tracked Gritty down and started swinging, but the 7-foot-tall squeaky sensation got the last laugh and issued what was probably the first ever penalty in an intermission mites game. Gritty rebounded by being his best self behind the and my phone has crashed again by being his best self behind the game's lone goal scorer during a post-game interview. You can't keep a good mascot down, says that's from NHL.com. So there you go. That's from Philadelphia in America, where Gritty had to put a small child into the penalty box. Right, let's take some T-Rex now and Metal. Right, well, that's about my lot for this week. We've had a lot of fun on today's show, you know? But I really would like to wish all our American listeners a happy Thanksgiving. Hope it's a safe one. And for the rest of us, as I say, I'll be watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. What else? I hope you have a fantastic week, by the way. I hope it's great. I'd like to thank Patrick Sheehan, of course, and Ray Bulger for technical support on the show. They do a great job keeping the station going and all the stuff they do for this show. I'd like to thank the professor who was in earlier on, who helped create the abominations that was the turkey and the pumpkin pie who tried to attack me. But, I won't press charges. And he made me sign that form, so I have no real legal claim against him. But anyway, so folks, and thank you, of course, to you, the listener. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out with me today on this Tuesday morning. So that's about my loss. Oh my god, I thought you were dead. It's the Thanksgiving turkey we tried to create earlier on.
That's right, it's me, a Thanksgiving turkey, and I'm here for my revenge. Why did you create me, father?
Oh no, no!
It appears I'm being strangled by this turkey, who I helped create with the use of evil science. But I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you again. And next time, I'll be back, and hopefully alive.
This podcast was brought to you by The Eyeball. The Eyeball knows and sees all. Obey The Eyeball.